Stocks have been a little wobbly so far in September as traders fret about the ongoing pandemic's impact on the economy and potential shift in Fed policy. So is a market correction brewing? Joining us now is Yung-Yu Ma, Chief Investment Strategist at BMO Wealth Management. Good to see you this morning, Yung-Yu. We've been talking a good bit about how Wall Street is now, I think, starting to realize that the economy is not growing at the pace that they would have thought a couple months ago. Do you think this is what we're seeing in the economy is correction worthy for the markets?
We don't think it's correction worthy at this point. We think the fundamental drivers of strong earnings and accommodative Fed and still a healthy appetite for risk taking are really what's going to support the market for the rest of the year. So although there's some caution starting to creep in, some acknowledgement that growth is not as robust as we might have expected, I think the fundamental drivers are still there to underpin the market.
Well, and Yung-Yu, it's Julie here. I would also ask, you know, what better alternative is there, right? You know, you hear some of these strategists this morning going underweight U.S. stocks, but where could there be better returns here? Do you think that the U.S. is still going to provide the best opportunities?
We think so. We're still overweight U.S. stocks. We think relative to other areas, other investable assets, U.S. equity still looks very positive. That's right. What are the alternatives out there? There aren't other alternatives that stand out as being noticeably more attractive than U.S. equities at this point. So, you know, we're seeing some stabilization in Europe, but also not great growth prospects either. Emerging markets have various challenges, although we are seeing or are expecting somewhat of a rebound in emerging markets. But overall, if we're looking at stability, if we're looking at accommodative monetary policy, which we still think that's the case with the Fed, we think the U.S. is still a healthy market here.
What sectors do you gravitate towards in the U.S.?
No, we're pretty balanced here. We think cyclicals can stage a bit of a rebound once the infrastructure talks get along a little bit further. We like financials here. We think interest rates are going to modestly climb. And in general, we're taking a relatively balanced approach in U.S. equities. We think technology is going to continue to do well. We think valuations are going to hold up. Profit margins will broadly hold up, perhaps come in a bit, but broadly hold up. So we're not really leaning in too heavily to one sector, one theme. We think it's pretty broad-based here.
And Yung-Yu, we were just talking about some new plans, some new ambitious plans from the administration in terms of solar power, right? Targeting 45% of the country's electricity to come from solar power by 2050. You mentioned, you know, looking at some infrastructure plays, et cetera. Do you think, I mean, there aren't much specifics to this plan yet, and it seems like it's going to be up to Congress to enact ways to get to that goal. But where are we in terms of alternative energy investment, in terms of infrastructure investment? How should investors be thinking about this in terms of the sort of life cycle?
Well, it's going to accelerate. We're still early. So although there's been a lot of discussion and, of course, improvements and positive developments, we're still early. As you can see, the administration laid out, we're at 4% solar now, laid out trying to get to 45% solar. That's tremendous. Of course, let's not ignore wind power as well. There's going to be a lot of developments along those lines. Electrification is going to be a major theme going forward for years to come. So we still think we're early. We still think there's a lot of runway, a lot of spending, a lot of capital expenditures that are going to flow through because of this. So that's going to be a theme that's with us for quite some time still.
You know, it's clear, Yung-Yu, the economy is in a weird spot. I mean, we were just talking about some notes by other strategists looking at, you know, we have people, consumers going back out there and shopping, another subset of consumers staying at home. I mean, why shouldn't the market go down 10%?
It is a weird spot. I think that's worth acknowledging. I think it's a very good point that it's this mix that's a little bit uncomfortable right now because it's not a straight line. It's not one theme. It's not a clear path forward because we're having these bumps, whether it's with the Delta variant or uncertainty with the Fed, with inflation. There are a mix of cross currents right now. What we go back to are two things. One is that earnings growth still looks pretty healthy. Companies have found ways, by and large, to grow their earnings in this environment. We think that'll be the case. We think corporate spending will continue to hang in strong. And we think right now the Fed is still quite accommodative. So those things, if we sort of strip away some of the headwinds or strip away some of the cross currents that are happening, we think those underpinnings really carry us through. But it is a good point. It is worth acknowledging there's more caution and a bit of uncertainty creeping in because of these things. So it's not the straight line story that it might have been very early in the year. That's for sure.
Point well taken. Young Yu Ma, Chief Investment Strategist at BMO Wealth Management. Good to see you.